Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Paya! Paya! Swamya!
At the club, Club 1080.
Quite a many days.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
I did.
Club
yeah, you pretty are. I feel like a total idiot. This is a conversation that I've tried to have. I digged a little bit. This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing. The era has become.
You know, sometimes here on the show, we just resort to reading about and letting Souk comment on long, cool stories. And this is one of those. How about this, bank bro?
Now, this story out of Australia is pretty bananas. This guy's a bartender out there, and his name is Dan Saunders.
Is he allowed to sling suds, or has that been shut down?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it's shut down.
I don't know what Australia's got going on right now.
So this is a recent story. So this dude, he was out drinking one night in his hometown. This was about 3 hours north of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And he found a bank glitch in his ATM, and it led to him withdrawing $1.6 million over time and blowing it.
Yeah, that's not good. And by the way, just if you see a $1 million error, that's not your money.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that, though. It wasn't like that. So here's what happened. So this lasted over 5 months, and he gave an interview about it, and he's in a lot of trouble, but he said he had the greatest 5 months of his life. So what happened was he was out for the evening. He said he was trying to get the balance of his account at the ATM near the bar, and it kept giving him the message, balance unavailable at this time. So he transferred $200 from his credit account to his savings, and it said transaction canceled, and then spit the card out. So he thought that was weird. He decided to try and get $200 out of his savings to see what would happen, and it gave him the money. So he went back to the bar, and he kept drinking.
Okay.
So he left the bar. He's walking past the same ATM, and he'd been thinking about how odd that whole thing was. So he put his card in again, and he started playing around. So he transferred another $200 and got the money out. then 500, then 600, just to see what would happen. And he says, I think it was a combination of being tipsy and bored, but I just pushed the envelope, and then I tried again and tried again and again. It was like a magic trick. So what was happening? Well, he figured out the next morning, he looked in his wallet, and he was like, holy crap.
Whoops.
All the money was there. So he called to get the balance of his savings account, which was now $2,000 in debt. So what he figured was there was a big lag between what the ATM gave him and what his bank balance was, which meant that whatever he spent, he could cover it by doing a transfer every night. He figured in between the hours of 1 and 3 in the morning when it said no account or no balance available.
Sure.
He would do that. He would create the money by doing a transfer between 1 and 3 in the morning when the ATMs were offline.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? So that's what he did. Over 5 months, he did this.
Wow.
And he ended up getting $1.6 million.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of impressed.
I'm really impressed.
Dude, it's massively impressive.
That you even thought about that. But at the same time, as that number got higher and higher, wouldn't you have just been scared, S-less, when that thing got to like 70 grand? You're like, oh my God.
Well, he said he was. So here's what he said. He said
but he went to 1.6 mil anyway.
Yeah.
On the first day, he spent $2,000, but on the second day, he transferred $4,000 to make sure his balance didn't stay negative. The transfer at night would go through, then reverse one day later. But if you stayed ahead of that reversal by doing another one, you could trick the system into thinking you had millions. He said, I later went to the bank. They told me my balance was $1 million. It was numbers on a screen going back and forth like yo-yos.
First off, I think that's crazy that was like a glitch in the system, like a glitch in the matrix, and that someone happened to. Think about how random that is that you discovered. Like all the people that had the ability to do that, he's the only one to think to do this, or is this something that had been? Was there multiple people that have done this and I was like, yeah, we got it. We got to stop. This guy just had the guts to keep going with it.
I don't know. He kind of stumbled on it. But they ask him in this interview with Vice, he says, is partying as fun as everyone thinks? And he was like, oh, yeah. He goes, if you have imagination and money, you're able to help people live their wildest dreams. He goes, it is super addictive. It is a blast. And the money literally was coming from thin air. So he knew he would be in trouble at the end of it.
Yeah.
But he was so addicted to it, he said he just partied.
Yeah, you're at the strip club, you're out at the bars, you're buying everyone drinks, you're just having a grand old time.
I like that. If you're creative and have the money.
He said people who think you've got money, they treat you differently. So like a guy realizes you got a lot of money, he's suddenly going to pitch you an idea to make even more money. And then with women, he's like it attracts them even more. He goes, I can remember going to the bank to get some money out, and the lady behind the counter saw my balance, and her whole attitude just changed. She was suddenly in awe of this guy who had millions of dollars in his bank. That's what it's like to be rich. People change their thinking about you and change their demeanor. Mm. Some of my friends were like, you should not be doing this. I don't want any part of this. And then most of them were like, all right, you're the kind of guy who likes to ride the wave. I get what you're doing. Well, we'll come along for a bit.
Exactly, right? So if you had a buddy,
friends aren't going to get in trouble.
Yeah, if you had a buddy that was doing this and he's like, hey, do you want to come out? My response would be, well, hell yeah, man. You know what you're doing, right? Just so we're clear. You know eventually this is going to come back on you. He's like, I don't give a rip. I'm like, let's go. Drinks on you.
So he said he didn't tell his family because they would have been like, what the hell are you doing? But he said he told a lot of people he was an investment banker or in real estate. He just lived this double life.
So what's the repercussions?
All right. So first of all, they're like, how does the bank not notice this? I mean,
sure.
for that long, 4.5 months.
That's a lot of dough, right? I mean, you would assume that the bank has some sort of bottom line they got to check in with from time to time.
Yeah. And he was like, dude, I was freaking out. He goes, I've been a pretty good dude doing the right thing my whole life. And he was like, 4.5 months in, I was like, no, he had no idea that he could get that far. And create that much money.
Because it seems like such an absurd scheme. Like, if you said, hey, this is what I'm doing, no one would believe you until you actually, showed them. We're like, hey, this is the dough.
So he basically got to the point where he said he was past the point of no return. And the bank would call him and they'd be like, hey, did you go to this place? And did you go to this place? Because we're flagging some spending.
And he's like, yeah.
And he's like, yep, that was me. Because he didn't know what else. He's like, then it would all be over.
Yeah.
So he felt trapped.
Huh.
So he turned himself in.
Oh.
He turned himself in.
I wonder how much he could have gotten away with.
Well, he said,
could he have done it forever and then just like he dies like a coke overdose one day?
Every
and it's like,
single morning from 1 to 3 a.m., he has to be at an ATM every day for the rest of his life.
Like, that's right. You're on some sort of vacation and you're like, that's the thing. You can't pass out, right? Like, you have to make sure that you're there. It's like Lost, right? Remember they had to like enter in the numbers or whatever, the island blew up?
Yep.
Something like that.
Well, he said he eventually got to the place where he was like, what am I doing? Who am I? And am I, well, how
you're,
do I,
you're
how does
a national hero is what you are.
How does this end? He was like, dude, I'm going to be that guy who's just going to have to like get a new identity and go live on a beach somewhere.
Again, Jason Sukanik is dead. Say hello to Miguel Sanchez south of the border.
So he said he never wanted to do that. He didn't want to leave his family. So he said he never contacted the police. He just stopped doing the transfers. And then he contacted the bank and they told him, hey, it's a police matter and we can't talk to you about it. They will contact you. You're in a lot of trouble.
I bet. I mean, that's you steal $1.6 million. Yeah, you're doing some time.
You think the police went up to him and were like,
parking ticket, gave him a high five.
Great job, dude.
So guess what? The cops, he never heard from for 2 years.
What?
What?
Never called.
So he contacts the bank and says, so obviously it's put a stop to it. And then that's it for 2 years?
2 years.
I honestly think that'd be worse.
Yeah.
At that point, you're like a mouse in the snake's cage, right? And when you know eventually it's going to eat you, and you just don't know when.
He said that's exactly what he said. He said it was always in the back of his mind, and he couldn't really move on with his life. So he said he was seeing a shrink because he was feeling really guilty, and he had a bunch of anxiety. And he said, the first psychiatrist I saw said, I'm not qualified to do this. And I was like, dude, you're the shrink. Surely you're qualified. But then I found a guy who was a bit more sensible. He didn't tell me what to do or anything like that, but he said that turning myself in would be important and it would clear my conscience and make sure I could move on. So in an effort to get things resolved, I went to the newspaper and then several other media outlets, including a video interview on a current affair. Basically, it took 3 print stories and an appearance on national TV to be taken seriously. And then the cops called, but apparently he's actually not going to get in too much trouble.
Does he have to pay it back, I'm assuming? Like for the rest of it, I mean, declare bankruptcy or whatever. I mean, if someone gave me a bill for like $1.6 million, like, hey, you pick a date that I should repay that and we'll both be surprised when I don't have it. I mean,
so
$1.6 million.
He asked an interesting question. Did he rip anyone off?
Well, he ripped someone off. That money came from somewhere.
Did it? Because he was saying.
I don't think it did.
The money didn't exist.
It's just numbers.
He made it up.
Yeah. I mean, the money in your account right now doesn't exist. I mean, it's your money, but it's just numbers.
That's right.
That
so
money
there's
does,
not some sort of a vault with your money and your checking account sitting there waiting for you.
You stole the money from the bank because the bank is going to have to cover that because you bought real goods and services with it. I mean, money in general is it's a concept,
right?
I gave you a piece of paper that has a $5, you know, it's a $5 bill. The only reason that works is because we as a society have decided we've agreed that that's worth $5. It was the same thing with there's no difference between that. You could say an ATM transaction then. Then did I rip anyone off or is that real money? Yeah, it is.
I mean, well,
you ripped someone off.
Is it actually the bank's money?
His rationale the whole time was he wasn't stealing from anyone.
Because he was just creating it through a glitch, right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't money that the bank had in its system. He was literally just creating.
Yeah, but there is money.
I know. I'm just saying.
But that's the thing.
That's what I'm asking is, was he actually stealing from the bank?
Yes.
Or was he just creating it through a glitch? Obviously, it's still wrong.
You're stealing money.
That's definitely stealing from the bank.
Yes.
But in his mind, he wasn't like hurting anyone.
Well, of course, because we can all rationalize anything when it's, you know, when you're knee deep in scoosh and coke and whatever else you're on.
Last part of this story, how did his court case play out? Because it went to court. And here's his quote. He said, I thought I was going to get totally reamed, but the court was weird because no one actually understood what I did. The judge didn't understand it. The prosecutor didn't understand it. He said there were many blank looks. The bank provided minimal evidence, so it was really just a case of bad Dan and slap him on the wrist.
What did he get?
And that's it. He pled guilty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he pleaded guilty. He got 1 year in the hole, and he was allowed out on an 18-month community corrections order for that.
Okay, so wow. he So he did a year or no?
He did a year. And then he did 18 months community corrections order after that. So basically, it's 2.5 years tops.
Yeah.
Only 1 year in.
And did he have to repay any of it?
He said no. No. He didn't.
Well,
so he got 5 months, the best 5 months of his life.
But for a
and
year.
And he lost a year, 2 years. Just make it even.
Got a hell of a story.
I guess.
I mean, a hell of a book.
The question is, do you make that trade? You know, a year in prison and then the work release, whatever. But a year in prison for five of the best months that you could ever have.
You know, I wouldn't do that is because of what he said in there. It's like you're always looking over your shoulder. You know it's going to end. Like, can you really enjoy it when you know you're screwed?
I guess it'd be different if you said, hey, there's a beginning and end of this for 5 months. But you're right that throughout all that partying, you were probably never able to fully enjoy it because of the fear.
And he felt guilt and he felt anxiety.
Yeah, that's not the same as just having 5 months of just, you know, of a rager.
But it's a pretty cool story.
And now he has those memories forever.
Yeah. I guarantee.
He probably has some nice stuff he kept from it, you know?
Probably.
Bought some nice things.
I can't believe they didn't make him pay back.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. More for you after the break.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back. A best of edition primetime here on a Friday. Hope you're all staying safe out there, going wherever you need to go over the long weekend. This next segment is actually something we just stumbled upon. I don't remember what we were talking about exactly, but right behind Rob, I don't know how else to say it other than the world's greatest and largest fishing pole that I've ever seen just randomly appeared. And of course, that derailed the show like nothing else. And we had to go spend the next break researching it and figuring out what the hell was going on. So here is one of the more random segments you will ever hear, but hey, it made us laugh, so here you go.
What is happening behind me?
There is a man
is he fishing?
Enormous fishing pole.
That is a deep sea fishing pole.
Holy crap.
And he is,
that's the largest fishing pole I've never seen
a fishing pole that large.
That's like what you do if you're like fishing for like marlin or like a big tuna or something.
What does he think he's going to catch in the Willamette?
Probably a marlin, you think?
I think what he needs is that's a long drop down to the to the water.
That's why.
So I.
And he walked all the way back here to cast his line.
He's reeling something
in. It looked
in,
like he had something.
He was getting some.
It's probably a marlin, you guys.
Yeah, are there marlins in the Willamette? What's the biggest fish?
What if he just pulls up a tire?
Dead body.
A body, probably.
That's what I was going
most
with.
Likely. Jeez.
I was trying to stay focused on the wine story, but I'll tell you what, it was.
I saw him in the reflection. I'm like, what is happening?
I saw him walk by initially, and I had the, wow, that's a big pole.
That's what she said. It is a monster pole. That much.
That is also what she said.
I can be assured. Now, I'm not going there. Nope. Not going to do it. Nope.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
Not going
to
do it.
Sometimes the self-censor is important. Sometimes it's a big mistake, Sue.
Yeah,
I think that's a mistake.
I'm going to self-censor this one. It just about came out, and I was like, you know what? we're just gonna stop right there.
That's also what she said.
Look at him, and then look at the size of the pole and do the math, okay?
Oh.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, good catch.
Good. That is a good catch.
Good catch,
that is
right?
A good self-censor.
Jesus.
Bravo.
I couldn't help it. My mind went there and I was like, and no.
Where did he go?
I just have always preferred the whites.
I don't know. He's over there fishing, man. I'm going to go check it out.
Well, I want him to like come by the window and hold up his marlin.
I'll go out in the. Yeah.
We'll go in. Let's go check it out.
You want him to hold up for you, Mike?
Take a break. All right. Well, we went out and checked it out for you guys.
He caught nothing.
The guy with the big pole.
Yeah, I'm convinced one of two things, and maybe they're the same thing. First off, I think he's drunk.
He's definitely loaded.
He's definitely loaded. Two,
because he's stumbling around.
I don't think that's his pole. I think he found that somewhere, and that he's just out there. He does not have, like, I am not like a super fishing guy, but I do fish. I go out, let's say, 10 times a year.
I haven't fished in a while. I used to do that with my grandfather, yeah, but I would go all the time with
him. I like to fish. Normally when you're going fishing, you've got, same thing if you're going golfing. There's something about you that gives you a, hey, I meant to do this sort of thing, right? You've got certain gear, you're carrying golf clubs, you're fishing, there's a tackle box involved, maybe there's some bait. That's just a dude in some ill-fitting jeans and an oversized sweatshirt and a giant sturgeon pole with nothing, and he's
holding it upside down.
Yes, and he's randomly just kind of flinging it out there and then struggling to reel it back in through the weeds.
Well, it looks like he's got something on there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
No,
he's just getting it snagged.
He's just getting it snagged.
Yeah, wow, so that's a big pole.
And he's going from an embankment.
Wait, is that a new drop?
Yeah. Wow, that's a big pole.
Hundo P.
There's plenty of places around here where you could get down near the water. He's fishing off of, what do you say, that's a good solid 15 to 20 foot embankment?
Yes.
No
reason to fish right there.
No, I contend that he is, he's had a few too many pops. He found that fishing pole somewhere and thought, well, what the hell? I'll go fishing. Took it down a little bit, and now he's just throwing it out
so
there.
So our fishing bros are in, and they are calling that a sturgeon rod, as you said.
Sturgeon get huge in the Willamette. Also, he may be fishing for the elusive brown trout of the Willamette as well, which I'm sure there's plenty of.
50-inch.
So not so elusive brown trout.
Yes.
So they're saying 50-inch slot limit on the Willamette down here?
Yeah, on the sturgeon.
All right. I didn't know that.
But again, that's not a guy that's out there fishing for sturgeon. He's just out here.
S is going down out there. We had a guy, first of all, there's a lot of people out because it's sunny now.
Oh, yeah.
And the hots are out. But there was a guy.
He must work out.
There was a guy that just went by on rollerblades.
But skis.
Well, they were rollerblades.
No, they were rollerblade skis.
What?
Yes. They were rollerblades.
Because he had ski poles.
He was also
in like cycling gear, like Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
What is going on?
But they weren't regular rollerblades. They extended out a good solid 2 feet from the front of the. He was wearing rollerblade skis with poles. And
he was using the poles to go?
Yes. Yeah. And originally it looked like he was going to go ass over tea kettle. But
wow, that's a big pole.
To give him credit, he kind of stabilized himself and it looked like
He was moving along pretty good. He was moving fast.
What are those?
I don't know. I've never seen rollerblade skis
before.
What are those? Relevant drop.
I'm looking up rollerblade skis.
How about the guy who just rode by on an ATV in tactical gear?
Oh, no. These are things. Rollerblade skis, man. Yeah.
Why?
They're called roller skis. Looks like you can get them $1.99.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you just wear rollerblades?
Right.
Maybe these are easier to maneuver.
Isn't it like probably a better workout with the rollerblades?
It seemed like they were way harder to maneuver because he was trying to get started and they're so long it looked very awkward.
Roller ski shop. Yeah, look at that.
I'll tell you what. There's good things happening out there.
There's a lot of good things happening out there.
Huh. Yeah. This is right here, yeah.
$200.
I'll tell you right now, on REI, they're on sale. Regularly $225, now on sale for $129. So if you are looking to pick up some...
So popular, we're taking $100 off.
Well, you know, times are tough right now. JCPenney just filed for bankruptcy.
Uh-huh.
Things are tough.
When's the last time you shopped at JCPenney?
Never.
You've never shopped there?
I maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah, when we were kids, we'd shop there.
Yeah, when's the, like, a, I don't know. Why would you ever go to JCPenney's?
Well, it's a department store, just like any other department store.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I don't know. That's not one of those.
People say we should stream the show. No, we should stream the Esplanade behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good watch.
Yeah, stuff's going down.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk here on 1080 The Fan. We have more best of segments coming up, but first, here's Joe with sports.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I'm going to kick some butt, I'm going to drive big truck on the road. I'm going to kick some ass, I'm going to drive some kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
All right, two segments to go here on this best of edition of Primetime right before Memorial Day weekend. We'll all be back on Tuesday after the holiday on Monday. We will wrap up the club with a couple of segments that were related. They were actually, I think, back-to-back on the show that I took them from. The very first of which starts off with conversations about OnlyFans, if you know what that is. And it actually leads to a random discovery of an online BYU media guide that has a very, very unflattering picture of the one and only Big Sook in his uniform, his senior year, where he has a very funny descriptive way of talking about it. So let us begin there, and then this continues in the following segment as well. Enjoy here on this best of edition of Primetime on The Fan.
Hey, check out my new TikTok account, guys.
Lil Rop.
Check it out. I'm dancing on there. I make my vids, mm-hmm. my music vids every day.
Putting out all that brand new content. I'm waiting for your fans only account.
What's that mean?
That's where you do the adult content. You know, all the hots.
Oh.
All the hots now have like their normal Instagram.
Yeah, they've graduated to OnlyFans.
Oh, like behind the paywall?
Like Snapchat, and then you pay whatever, and then like they get nude or something. I don't know. I've never bought one.
Really?
No, it seems like a waste of money. But
yeah, because if there is someone that you want to see, just Google their name, and then people have posted photos of them. But
or share the videos.
Wait, so if I'm a hot and I'm on Instagram or whatever,
yeah,
and a bunch of people follow me,
yeah,
like thousands upon thousands,
some cases millions.
Yeah, millions. Let's say millions. Like, so you're really popular. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves to look at you in a bikini, and you're posting every day.
Yeah.
You're telling me that those people can pay extra and go to another area and see the nudes?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Maybe I should be on Instagram.
There you go.
Or you should be on OnlyFans.
What?
That's the site we're talking about.
What's it called?
OnlyFans. Because it's only for your fans.
Can I borrow you guys' account info?
I do not have an OnlyFans account. The idea.
I have a very strict policy of not paying money for that.
The idea in this day and age of
not paying money for nudity,
that
for
just nudes? That blows my mind. But yeah. I suppose it's like a, I don't know.
I think it's personalized too.
Yeah,
you can like request videos and stuff.
This is the first I've heard of this place. interesting. Maybe I'm gonna put myself on there.
There you go.
We literally talked about you doing this 2 days ago, and you were like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what changed in 2 days?
I've had a change of heart, guys.
Tasteful.
Did you talk to Nurse Nice and she was all for it?
No, I was saying the other day, I was like, I'd love to whore myself out.
Yeah.
But nobody wants it.
No.
I think that's wrong.
There's no market. If there were a market, I'd
be
all
about
it.
There's probably a hairy human fetish.
Yeah, if someone wants to see erotic photos of me, send a request. I'll send you something.
I'm sure some people like hobbit feet.
That's the easiest money ever.
I know. Well, it's like the thing is like if someone wants to see like sweaty workout pitch, let me know. I'll go ahead and send those off.
Yeah, so I've never OnlyFans is a social media platform where influencers are free to post whatever content they like, which fans are able to pay for the privilege. Damn. Why didn't I think of that? What a great idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, it's just if you're hot, like what do you do? I'm hot. Like what do you mean you're hot? I'm just professionally hot. That's all you do.
So this is like the new porn.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know who's paying for porn, but someone is. I don't.
Oh, billions.
I just blow again.
It's all available.
I don't know.
Why are you paying?
Again, I think it's the personalized sort of like the one.
So okay, in that case, maybe. But why are you paying for the big site that's not personalized? It's all out there, guys.
So on OnlyFans,
just
do I have to pay for a
dig a little bit,
and I get all of it, or do I have to pay for each individual's like? Content.
No, you got to pay for each individual. It's like you subscribe for like each individual.
Each individual that I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a cameo thing.
I think it's monthly.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Some sort of subscription service where you get to look at hot people naked and then, I don't know, they send you videos or something. I don't know.
But they're real people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, when I was doing there's a couple times where I've done like
porn?
No, the dating apps, like whatever, Bumble or whatever. this happens a ton on there where there's some like smoke show and you know that they if you swipe on them it automatically matches you and then it's like check out my fans on they're on there not to like get dates they're just on there so you can
They want subscribers.
The money. Yeah, they want subscribers. So, like, I mean, you see the person, and you're like, God, she's gorgeous. And you swipe, you're like, oh, it's a match. And, like, the first two or three times it happens, you're all fired up about it. And then you realize you're like, and then after that, you're like, I'm not even going to waste my time. Because, like, the moment you see someone, you're like, dude, you're way too hot to be on here. And sure enough, fans only.
It's like a bot, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Suk, someone texted in that BYU has all their media guides back to the 40s as PDFs on their website.
Ooh.
And if you go to page 55 of the 2000 BYU media guide, you could find the picture.
Okay.
Already had done the research. Was it 2000? Was that the year?
Was it senior year? No, it would have been my sophomore year.
Which was when?
Going into my junior year.
Is that 2000?
Yeah, that might have been it. It might have been 2000.
Well, there you go.
You'll know the photo of which I mean, you can't miss it. I'm in an all-white uniform, and I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It just, like, couldn't be any fatter. Like, my gut is just, bleh, and, like, my face doesn't fit into my helmet. It's a horrid picture. It's about as bad as it gets. So if someone is saying that's on page 55, I'm assuming you've seen the photo, and you're like, yeah, that's
it. Well, I'm going there now. I just opened up the 2000 BYU media guide. There's Lavelle looking all stern on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. This is very dirty.
What?
Well, I was just checking out a website. Somebody texted in free content. And, yeah, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, someone sent it to me on Twitter.
Did you see that?
That's the photo.
Oh, you've got it?
I've got it.
Oh, retweet it.
I'll retweet it.
Retweet it.
Yeah, there it is.
Is it the page? Is it the one where it's just you and the left or right guard next to each other? Or it's a different photo?
There it is. Yeah. Like.
There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You just look like a fat offensive lineman.
Yeah, and see, I got the big taped up ankle because I'd been playing.
Oh, that's not page 55.
Oh, is this a different one?
Ooh. Yeah, well, there is one with who is your quarterback? Charlie Peterson?
Yeah.
The picture under him is of you as a center squatting in front of him.
Oh, no.
But you don't look super bad on that one?
No, this one. This is
it the one under your name, maybe?
Yeah, I've got it. We'll tweet it out on the break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one next to your name.
Yeah. One tubby tubby. Two tubby tubby.
You are blocking awfully aggressively to the left, but yet your belly is jiggling to the right.
Well, look, there was a lot of poundage there. Lot of mass. I was accruing mass during that bowl season. Because I remember...
Your left ankle is taped up mighty big.
Well, again, I was...
Was that the injured ankle?
That was the injured ankle. But I remember for the bowl game, putting on my jersey and being like, oh my God, like I couldn't fit into it. Like it was taking my breath away. In fact, I think they may have had to like cut underneath my arms, like make little notches because it couldn't... Like I couldn't get my jersey on. Because, you know, I hadn't worn that thing in God knows how long. Been like a month or two since I had put that thing on, and there had been some significant poundage that had been gained since then. Look, don't judge me.
Recruited by Washington, Washington State, Oregon, UCLA, Arizona State, USC, Idaho State, and Arizona.
Yeah, and I went to
Idaho State.
And I went to BYU.
Get out of here with that.
Look, we all make mistakes.
Oh, Rob is researching something else right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard a thing you guys
said. He's on Reddit.
Reddit gone wild? Boy. I am so...
Remember, there is a large window behind you, Isaac.
I don't care.
Just a reminder.
I'm working. I'm working here. This is show research. Somebody text this in. I went and checked it out. Holy crap. Yeah, you don't need to pay for this.
No. Maybe we should break.
Damn. Why?
So that you can focus on the task at hand.
Just talk about how you're fat some more.
Well, I think we're like...
He's busy researching...
Yeah, we're 6 minutes over.
You're going to check it out.
So maybe break.
You've never wanted to break so fast in your life.
No, I'm tweeting out this fat-ass photo of myself.
Whoa. All right. Well, that is confirmed.
Reddit
it is,
gone wild.
It is free. Yeah.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. More for you after the break.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
We wrap up this best of edition of Primetime with one more club segment, an argument, a debate, a conversation about the best TGI McScratchy restaurants, and then a quick wrap-up about Sook's bad picture and how he's being trolled on it on Twitter, which was absolutely genius from you guys out there. So bravo. Round of applause to you guys for trolling him the way that you did. So you'll hear that at the end of this. And remember, we will be back on Tuesday next week after Memorial Day. So have a very, very good Memorial Day weekend. Whatever it is that you can do or that you're choosing to do, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you guys back on Tuesday.
I really enjoyed the fact that Red Lobster was trending the other day.
I know. That's one of those things when you look at it, you're like, why is Red Lobster? And you know it's going to be something bad. It's not trending because someone woke up and was like, you know what's delicious? Red Lobster.
Well, although, I thought maybe they were closing down or something.
Oh, no. They're part of like the big chain. They're owned by the same people that own Olive Garden and all that stuff. And I will tell you that of the TGI McScratchy restaurants, which
I had a buddy
is,
who worked for that company in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it was like marketing.
Yeah, it's all the conglomerates, the big restaurant change. I contend that Red Lobster is the best of the TGI McScratchies.
Wrong.
What would be the best?
I think Chili's is the best of the TGI McScratchies.
Yeah. All right.
Chili's is pretty solid. You know it's what? Terrible for you, but it's pretty solid.
Mike just shot down, and I can't necessarily Chili's? Disagree. I kind of like Chili's.
Chili's isn't bad.
Yeah.
Out of all of the TGI McScratchies, none of them are good.
No.
But Chili's is
so
the best.
So define TGI McScratchies.
Olive like, Garden, Red Robin.
Chili's, Applebee's, TGI
Applebee's,
Fridays.
Yeah.
Just a national chain ho-hum.
Yes. A national chain.
Stupid restaurant.
But it's slightly different because you could probably consider, like, slightly higher quality restaurants like that as a McScratchy because they're large, but it's you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. It's like you know the restaurant when you think about it. It's not like a Five Guys. It's not a TGI McScratchy, right?
Right. You think Red Lobster is the best?
Well, Mike just
now
hit
he
me
thinks
with,
Chili's
Mike
is
hit
the best.
Me with Chili's, and I will admit, I guess I don't think of Chili's because there's none around
well,
here.
Well, at one time it was Applebee's.
No.
Yes.
Applebee's used to be decent.
No, really good.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Under
yes.
Me,
yes.
No circus,
used to be the
no,
best. Yes.
You go right to hell.
Duke, listen
it did.
To the two food snobs in the room.
It did.
Applebee's.
Crapplebee's.
Yes. Eating good in the neighborhood.
Eating yeah. Great in the neighborhood.
I well, guess the Applebee's bar good. Scene is a big deal.
And eating a little bit above average. In,
I guess
in the
like middle age, like if you're like a 55-year-old dude, yeah. You're looking to pick up some skush.
High yeah. School, it was the 10 p.m. half-priced apps.
Yeah.
You just went and got like 300 appetizers.
So bad. I hope they're not a sponsor.
So is Red Lobster, dude. They're
yeah,
all
Red
bad.
Red Lobster is terrible.
It's just that one time Applebee's was on top of its game.
I'm sorry.
It is
but,
no longer.
And just because you like their Cheddar Bay biscuits doesn't vault them to the top.
I can go to Red Lobster and get Cheddar Bay biscuits and like the coconut shrimp.
He just powered right through your
yeah,
Cheddar
whatever.
Bay biscuit.
And they've got coconut shrimp. They've got, I can just get shrimp and biscuits and I'm fine. You can't screw up fried shrimp and biscuits and that's better than anything that Applebee's or Red Robin
well, again,
or Olive Garden
has.
I'm not arguing Applebee's.
Not Chili's. The Chili's firecracker rolls, the appetizers, those Southwestern egg rolls, those are delightful.
There's a lot of things at Chili's that are actually delightful.
I'm not arguing Applebee's now. I'm saying at one time. Probably in the 80s.
Applebee's now is like Blandelbee's. It's terrible.
I like that. Blandelbee's. You ever been to Blandelbee's?
No.
Well, anyway.
Also at one time, TGI Fridays was decent.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like all those restaurants have taken a big steep turn downhill.
Yeah, they're all crap.
Or our expectations have taken a big steep upturn.
I'm going to Red Lobster tonight and going to get me some shrimp.
Well, you're going to take it home.
Yeah, that's true. I'll sit in the parking lot and eat some. Look, if you've got good fried shrimp and their little coconut sauce, the dipping sauce.
Yeah, but Sook, you can get good fried shrimp at places better than Red Lobster.
I understand that. Well, we're not saying that you can go to a. Why would I go?
You're trying to sell me on that being good, and I'm like, well, I could just get coconut shrimp somewhere better.
Exactly. But
we live in a city of great seafood.
If I have to go to a TGI McScratchy's, why wouldn't I go there where I can get biscuits and shrimp?
I think second for me would be Red Robin behind Chili's.
Does the Outback get any credit?
Outback should be on that list.
No,
yeah.
It shouldn't.
No, in terms of it's in the group.
They're on this. That's
the
what I mean.
Only, and I say the only acceptable thing to eat at the Outback Steakhouse
is, onion.
The Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they bother to put steak on there, because it's not a steak.
That is true. The only good thing there is the Bloomin' Onion.
The only thing.
Does Cheesecake Factory?
I feel like Cheesecake Factory is
a step above.
Right?
Yeah. It's nicer.
Then you can do it in the parking lot or like behind.
Or at least solicit a Snapchat girl to
do it. Hey, we doing this?
We doing this thing?
I feel like Cheesecake Factory is a step above the TGI McScratchies.
Mm. Yes. Mm. That's when I say, you know what a TGI McScratchy is when you say it.
Yeah.
It's not Cheesecake Factory.
No.
All right.
Same thing with like P.F. Chang's. I feel like that's a step above.
So the one in...
not particularly good, but it's definitely... No.
There was a Red Lobster on McKnight Road. Where was this? Do you know where it was?
I do not know where this was.
Do we not know how that's worked?
I thought it was somewhere in the South.
West Virginia. I'm totally guessing. I don't know if that's
true. No, here it is. Ross Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And this was...
Do we not know how that's worked?
Mother's Day weekend. And a Karen went crazy.
Yeah, she went ballistic.
She was not happy. She wanted her money back for something.
Well, there was a long wait because people were... obviously overwhelming them, and it was a limited staff, and so people were waiting. She was tired of waiting, and she wanted her money back.
I'm sorry.
And they were telling her, that's fine, we'll refund your money, but she wanted to go inside the restaurant to talk to a manager and demand the money back, and they were like, well, you can't come in. No one can come in.
And they shoved her out.
And Karen was not having that. She tried to force her way in.
Calm down.
She did try to force her way in, and the Red Lobster crew handled it really well, with the exception of there were a few bros in there that were getting a little too sideways.
Well, Karen threw a punch.
She did, at the woman.
And when Karen threw a punch,
one of the bros got pissed.
One of the bros like took off his mask and he was ready to fight.
Yeah,
because some person in the back was like trying to defend Karen for throwing the punch. Those people at Red Lobster, they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Because how they kept their cool really during that is beyond me.
They all did.
Yes.
For the most part.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I mean, who knew?
That enraged over a Red Lobster. And by the way, they were saying, just give me your name and I'll give you your money back. And she's like, no, I'm coming in.
Well, she yelled her name at them, but she would not. She just kept trying to shove by the lady.
Yes.
And so they shove her out. And
they did a really poor job of social distance shoving, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that they did. They were all masked up. But I guess
when she threw the punch, I wanted someone, not a guy, but I wanted one of the ladies to whoop her ass.
Yeah.
She threw a punch.
She deserved it.
She deserved an ass whooping.
Who knew the staff at Red Lobster would be the voice of reason in times like these?
Yes, because if this was...
Like, when in doubt.
Yeah. If this was during the chickening... The people of Popeyes would not have handled this.
No.
They would have delivered.
It would have been a brawl.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, at the end of the video, if you haven't seen it, it's like 2.5 minutes, and it's gotten like 25 million views.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's watching. Well, there was a huge... another photograph. You can't see it in the video, but another photograph shows the outside view of Red Lobster from across the street.
Yeah.
There were... a ton of people standing out there waiting for their foods.
Yeah. Well, again, apparently in Pennsylvania, the Red Lobster on Mother's Day is the place to be.
It's a thing.
And which thus again proves my theory of the TGI McScratchies. People want their shrimp and people want their Cheddar Bay biscuits to go.
And so some guy at the end, as she was being shoved out and she kind of stops and then starts playing on her phone or whatever.
Yeah.
So she kind of calms down. Some guy at the end yells at him like, we've been waiting 3 hours in this line. Like, Jesus, how? You're waiting 3 hours for Red Lobster, idiot? God, joke's on you, buddy.
Maybe go somewhere else. But again, people want those biscuits. And I can't blame them. They're delicious.
Who knew you were such an IKEA Red Lobster guy?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the original argument and say that if the TGI McScratchy that you're arguing for only has one or two items that you like, it's not the best of the TGI McScratchies.
It really is the only thing that I would eat.
Yes, just like the Bloomin' Onion is the only thing you would eat at Outback. The Bloomin' Onion is good.
Is there a Chili's around here?
No, there's no Chili's.
I haven't been to a Chili's in a long time.
They gone.
Yeah, they gone, which is weird because it is the best, and yet there's none of them around here.
We do live in a pretty good area for food, so I think a lot of those restaurants are like, yeah, we're not going to cut it in Portland.
That's a more of a Midwest. I feel like if you go to Iowa, that's fine dining.
I thought of another TGI McScratchies maybe that I think is better than all of these. Stanford's?
That's not a TGI McScratchies. It's a level up.
I feel like it's a Cheesecake Factory.
It's a Cheesecake Factory.
Because it's more localized. It's not across the country.
I just feel
same thing with like Thirsty Lion. They've got a ton of locations, but they're way better than those.
I feel like that's just a better, it's a step up.
All right.
Nothing wrong with the Stanfords or like McCormick and Schmick's is that way. Yeah. That's a chain, but I mean,
what about this Spaghetti Factory over here?
Oh no, that's
higher end.
No,
or?
That's a McScratchy.
That's a McScratchy. That is. That's a McScratchy's.
Doesn't make your top five.
No,
no,
no, no, it doesn't.
Is it better than Olive Garden? Yes,
I think it is.
I don't know what to make.
I think
of that.
It is.
It's better than Olive Garden.
Is it?
If you made me go to one of the two, I would go to Old Spaghetti Factory.
I might just go again. I could go back. Give me the breadsticks. I know that the breadsticks and the soup is going to be good at Olive Garden. So maybe I'm leaning towards that.
Don't do it.
By the way, I tweeted out the photo, the 330 photo from the media guide, and people are now just responding with photos of Holly Rowe.
That is the best thing I've heard in like a month.
God, that's
bravo,
fantastic.
Bravo, listeners. Bravo.
I got like four responses from people just tweeting photos.
Oh, no. I hope this doesn't get back to her.
Oh, it's going to. You know it is. I mean, does it matter if it gets back to her?
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that. Because then she's going to
want
the audio.
If you really didn't
want
that, you wouldn't talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, not...
You
That's
talked
not
about
necessarily.
That at length.
I didn't bring
That's
it up.
That's not necessarily true.
That was an Isaac Rop thing. Big jerk.
I'm obligated to tell the listeners when something like that happens.
And by the way, I would like to state for the record that nothing, no offer was made. Merely interested in watching some tape.
Oh.
That's all that happened. Right?
Yeah.
I was offered a chance to watch film.
I don't have a comment.
And I politely turned it down.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for listening to this best of edition of Prime Time. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you guys on Tuesday afternoon.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.